Study of single-use device performance after 4-hour continuous sampling. Abstract.
Particle measuring systems performed a test to evaluate the BioCap single-use, BCSU's, ability to recover microorganisms in stressed conditions after 4 hours of continuous air sampling at 28 lpm. The European Pharmacopeia growth promotion test performed on the BCSU after incubation shows a good recovery rate, greater than or equal to 70%, comparable between the two impactors tested, stressed and unstressed.
All three test results aligned with acceptance criteria, and visual inspection of the media post-sampling was satisfactory.
This study supports the use of BCSU for 4-hour sampling with no change to its monitoring capabilities.
Introduction. The BioCap registered single-use, BCSU, is an inertial impactor with elliptic cuts, slits, used to perform microbiological analysis and monitoring of air. It is made of transparent polystyrene with visible culture media. It is composed of three separable parts. 1. The base holding the culture media. 2. The lid with slits for air aspiration. 3. The cap that covers the lid.
BCSU contains ready-to-use RTU culture media and packaging sterilized by irradiation. A vacuum source connects to the side adapter to allow a constant flow of air into the device. After sampling and incubation, the lid can be removed for additional colony testing.
Diverse formulations of BCSU are available.
The media can include neutralizing agents to counter the effects of bactericidal or bacteriostatic disinfectants used for disinfection of surfaces and or lactamator, an enzyme inactivating a broad spectrum of beta-lactam antibiotics. As a result, residues of disinfectants and antibiotics present in the environment do not inhibit the growth of bacteria sensitive to them. This product is an appropriate choice for active monitoring of air environments, and the formulation with lactamator is the most appropriate solution where contamination or production of beta-lactam antibiotics is present.
Methods.
Particle measuring systems performed a test to evaluate the BCSU's ability to recover the microorganisms in stressed conditions after 4 hours of continuous air sampling at 28 lpm.
All testing occurred in an isolator.
Three tests were carried out to determine the performance of the BCSU manufactured by particle measuring systems under specific sampling conditions, testing for environmental temperature, environmental humidity percent, and aspiration flow.
The following tests were conducted. Phase 1, 4-hour continuous sampling. Phase 2, European Pharmacopeia growth promotion test. Phase 3, visual inspection after incubation. Phase 1. BCSU was tested under an isolator after a VHP cycle and 4-hour sampling. Before the sampling, a visual inspection was performed on the BCSU to record the quality of the agar in terms of cracks, volume decrease, and the color difference or microbial contamination. Then, BCSU was weighed before the sampling. This weight was subtracted from the weight of an empty BCSU to record the initial quantity of the agar. The sampling then ran continuously for 4 hours with the pump's aspiration flow rate at 28 lpm. After sampling was complete, the BCSU was weighed. This weight was subtracted from the empty BCSU weight. Phase 2, Part 1. After continuous aspiration, a growth promotion test, GPT, was performed as described below. 8 BCSU impactors were used for one test, the same batch.
Each was inoculated with one of the following microorganisms, one microorganism per one BCSU.
Pseudomonas aeruginosa, ATCC 9027, Staphylococcus aureus, ATCC 6538, Bacillus subtilis, ATCC 6633, Candida albicans, ATCC 10231, Aspergillus brasiliensis, ATCC 16404, Clostridium sporogenes, ATCC 11437, Environmental Isolated Microorganisms, Type 1. And, lastly, Environmental Isolated Microorganisms, Type 2. Phase 2, Part 2.
The positive control, golden standard, was prepared by inoculating 8 TSA plates with neutralizers whose composition was equivalent to that of the agar present in the BCSU, of a previously approved batch of agar currently in use in the microbiological laboratory with the same test microorganisms. Phase 2, Part 3. The negative control consisted of a BCSU of the same batch of BCSU subjected to aspiration, representative of the same working conditions. Phase 2, Part 4. The BSCU on which the GPT was carried out, the positive control, and the negative control were incubated under the same conditions. 3-day incubation at a temperature of 32.5 plus or minus 2.5 degrees Celsius. And 5-day incubation at a temperature of 22.5 plus or minus 2.5 degrees Celsius. Phase 2, Part 5. Results were expressed in colony-forming units, CFU, per plate. Phase 3. After the incubation period, the quality of the agar was checked in terms of cracking, decrease in agar volume, change in color or presence of microbial contamination using the photos of each BSCU to show agar conditions after incubation. Test 1 was repeated for 3 different batches of BCSU, 21A2501, 21B0201, and 20L2102. Results. The average empty case weight was 77.019 g. Test 1. Dehydration results for both stressed and non-stressed BCSU impactors are found in figures 1, 2, and 3 in the PDF version of this paper. Only the results of one trial is shown for B. subtilis, A. abrasiliensis, and S. epidermidis. Test 2. Dehydration results for both stressed and non-stressed BCSU impactors are found in figures 4, 5, and 6 in the PDF version of this paper. Only the results of one trial is shown for B. subtilis, A. abrasiliensis, and S. epidermidis. Test 3. Dehydration results for both stressed and non-stressed BCSU impactors are found in figures 7, 8, and 9 in the PDF version of this paper. Only the results of one trial is shown for B. subtilis, A. abrasiliensis, and S. epidermidis. Discussion. The visual inspection found 2 instances of cracks in the agar, both due to improper handling. This was the case in batch 1 of S. epidermidis, post-incubation, and batch 2 of B. subtilis, post-incubation. For all trials, the coloring was yellow with a uniform distribution. The recovery efficiency calculation demonstrated all the values were above or equal to 70%, in compliance with the acceptance criteria. Dehydration calculations showed all values were below 40% and in compliance with the acceptance criteria. Conclusion. Particle measuring systems performed a test to evaluate the BCSU's ability to recover microorganisms in stressed conditions after 4 hours of continuous air sampling at 28 LPM. The European Pharmacopeia growth promotion test performed on the BCSU after incubation shows a good recovery rate, greater than or equal to 70%, comparable between the 2 impactors tested, stressed and unstressed. Phase 1 verified microbial growth, in terms of recovery, was not inhibited by the sampling in a non-sterile environment that was preceded by a long air aspiration period under the vertical airflow cabinet, UDAF. Phase 2 verified the microbial growth, in terms of recovery, was not inhibited by sampling in a non-sterile environment that was followed by a long air aspiration period under the vertical airflow cabinet, UDAF. The feasibility studies carried out by particle measuring system aimed to verify the performance of the BCSU in standard environmental conditions. Although these feasibility studies have shown a good performance of the BCSU, they are not enough to completely validate this device. It is still necessary to verify performance in the end user's environmental conditions. After 4-hour continuous sampling, the agar is very stressed and thin. PMS suggests a gentle handling of the agar. This allows the integrity of the agar to be maintained to enable optimal growth of the microorganisms and a good quality of recovery efficiency. This study supports the use of BCSU for 4-hour sampling with no change to its monitoring capabilities.
References. Dalmaso G., Campanella A., Lazzari P., continuous and effective microbiological air monitoring in critical environments. PDA JPST. 2020 July, 74, 446-455. Let particle measuring systems industry experts support your risk assessment and contamination control strategy needs. Learn more, pmeasuring.com/consultancy and training services. The author of this paper is Sarah Tedisco, an advisory analyst at PMS. Sarah has a scientific background in medical biotechnology and molecular medicine. She is on the advisory team as advisory analyst, and her role is focused on supporting the team to improve the sterility assurance approach and strategy for pharmaceutical companies worldwide.
BioCapt is a registered trademark of Particle Measuring Systems Inc. Copyright 2022 Particle Measuring Systems. All rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems Inc. at +1-303-443-7100. App Note 313.